This guy's a friend of the program. New England is 6-0. They've got the best record in the NFL. They're at the Jets on Monday, 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Lawrence Guy is my guest. Lawrence, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Good, man. I'm great. All right, so you're coming off a win on Thursday, and your next game is Monday. Let me start right there. When you get a little bit of extra time in season, how do you go about approaching it? For instance, do you get the chance to relax and recover, or because you and your wife have two young kids, you spend all your time with the fam? How do you use that time?
You know, you do the best to recover and have a lot of the family time. But that, you know, that works itself in hand-to-hand. It's my recovery time is pretty much doing a whole bunch of dancing in the living room with my daughter and just trying to make sure that she knows she's the only princess in the world, nobody else. And just ease of mind, get away from football for like a day or two, just catch up on the games on Sunday and just fully dive back into it. So that's the best part of having these games from Sunday to Monday. You got that little extra, I want to say, not say bye week, but it's kind of got that feel of, hey, you got a couple more days to recover before you go to this. But then again, on the back end of that, you got a Monday to a Sunday game. So you understand that's a short recovery. So just you do it as much as you can so far until you get to that long haul.
Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy is my guest. Listen, I'm curious. Like, we know how we all spend our Sundays. We know how we watch games. But if you've got a Sunday off and you're going to get in front of the TV, how do you spend the Sunday? What's it like for you to watch games around the league? How do you do it?
You know, it's part of that, hey, I'm going to make my recovery time if I got any treatment or anything around those game times. And it pretty much is. You know, watching film for me is different than everybody else, like than local fan, let's say for players, because everyone wants to hear the broadcast and all that. Me, I'm just looking at certain situations, formations, players' tendencies, or how they're running, how's the team doing, who's out, who's not out, and stuff like that. So I work that around my treatment times, or I work that around that time so I can, like, okay, I can just knock this out and just watch the games I need to watch. And other than that, just enjoy watching former teammates, friends play, and just try to minimize the distraction that I give my child when she's like, what is this on TV? This ain't Peppa Pig. And I'm like, yeah, it's not. So there's that commercial, this tune back and forth.
Daddy's still working. Lawrence Guy joining us. All right, so as the team, you're off to a 6-0 start. The defense is getting a ton of run as one of the best, if not the best, during Bill Belichick's time in New England. When did you first start to get the sense that this defense could be really, really good?
You know, as a defense, we're still improving. It's not a set of stone or who we are. Every week that we try to improve on what we can improve, and we hold each other to a high caliber. So we're not coming in like, oh, we're going to be the best. We are the best. No, we're coming in with still that chip on the shoulder. And we need to continue to make plays and to continue to shut down the run, continue to shut down the pass, continue to make turnovers. Because you try to play a high caliber at every single game, and that's what we do. We want to play at a high caliber. We want to people to understand that we're going to come in and play the most physical game that we can play, and we're going to study like it, and we're going to practice like it. But coming in as you see on Sundays with the defense, how we play, and we're playing at a great level, this shows you how we're truly getting it done in practice with the scout team and everything, that we're having good competition, that we're actually competing every day, we're trying to get better every day in practice, and it shows up on film on Sunday.
We're talking to Lawrence Guy. You know, when you lay it out like that, that approach of constantly improving, trying to get better every single day, is something that you embody, but it really is something that the entire team embodies. As an example, the usual thing is if guys win a Super Bowl, maybe everybody gets happy, maybe they let their guard down a little bit. It seems like you guys actually double down or buckle down even more. How do you explain that?
Well, do you want to look at it like this? And this is how I think about it. And this is how the team approaches it. Nobody's happy with one Super Bowl. Nobody's happy with two. This franchise has gotten six in the last two decades. So it's consistently like nobody wants to just have one. He wants to continue to be at a high caliber, continue to peak for the chance to play every single year. and the success of the last decade that this organization has proven it. They don't just have to go to one AFC championship. They won't go to another one, not to one Super Bowl, but go to another one. Because most teams are like, we won the Super Bowl, we're happy, we're done. No, it's like, we won the Super Bowl, we're happy, how do we go back? But when we lost the Super Bowl, like, man, we just lost it. Now we got to get back and see if we can compete again. It's never, you can't be satisfied with one. You can't be satisfied if you won or lost or won those games. You just have to be continuing to try to get back to it. And that's the whole state of mind. If you take it game by game, and you can take it like, we need to win each and every game, doesn't matter who we face, then you understand, then you have that caliber, and like, we were looking for something bigger. But that's how we take it. We take it a game by a game, and that's the only way you can approach this league. Because if you think too far ahead, like, oh, we're destined to go, you're not going to go, because it doesn't matter who you're playing. That's another good team, another great players out there playing to get you, and it's going to be who has it more on that Monday night or Sunday night or Thursday night game to win. And that's how you do it. Like, we take it game by game, and we're going to compete to a high level, and hopefully we get back. The next one, and the next one, and the next one.
We're talking to Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy for a few more moments. You know, you and I have talked about your journey in the past, and you made the point that when you first arrived in the league, your goal was to make it 4 years. Yet now, here you are in your ninth year, which is more than just about everyone who ever steps on an NFL field. So when you look back on where your career started to where you are right now, as a Super Bowl champ, as a leader on this team, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, this resilience of how hard work truly pays off. Like you said, my whole goal was to get to 4 years. I was in and out of teams, so it was one of those situations like, you don't know what's happening. The average football for D linemen, we don't make it more than three. So to make it four is a blessing. And every year after that, it's more and more of a blessing. And as you look back and see what I've been through, it made me develop who I am as a player. It actually made me have these skill sets so I can sit here and help younger athletes coming in to improve what their knowledge is and to push them a little bit harder. And those guys that are on practice squads that are just got released or this, I can give them that momentum. Like, I've been there. I understand. I went through that. I was on the practice squad. I got released. I did all that, but I continue to fight, and this is why I'm at. It doesn't matter what situation that you was in, you can get yourself out of that if you continue to work hard to push yourself. And I got the year 9, you know, and I'm looking for another 6-7 years to go. So every year I'm like, I'm going to keep challenging myself to make sure I get to that next goal that I have.
Lawrence Guy joining me. So when you're telling these younger guys, this is what it takes, this is how you have to study, this is how you have to work, this is how you have to be detail-oriented, this is how you have to push yourself, who was a guy or two that taught you those very same things when you first got in?
You know, Corey Redding was one of them. When I got to Indianapolis, he brought me inside. He's like, this is what you need to do. And he really pushed me to do it. Then I had Jared Johnson when I got to San Diego, real good, hard-nosed player that most people don't really know about. Like, if you knew who he was, you understood the knowledge he had. Then I got the Baltimore, Terrell Suggs and Haloti really pushed me to continue to fight. But Terrell Suggs really helped me out with how I wrote my notes down and made sure I got the knowledge I needed to have. And Clarence Brooks was my D-line coach in Baltimore. And he pretty much just told me the truth. He's like, hey, your destiny is in your own hands, and nobody else can tell you what you can and cannot do. All you could do is determine what you put out there on that field, and nobody else. Nobody, doesn't matter how many reps you get, doesn't matter none of that. It's all about you. And it's one of those coaches that truly kept it real with you to the point of, like, if you have any concerns, I could tell you what's going on. I could tell you what the organization thinks of you. I could tell you what we're doing. And through those years I was there with him, he kept 100% with me, and it truly helped me develop as a player. And I already knew the ins and outs of the league due to my situation before, and it's actually helped me grow and get a note taken down and that whole process. So when I got to New England, understood how to grind already, understood what I needed to do and how to pretty much study film, write notes, and continue to improve.
Lawrence Guy, my guest. All right, really quickly, and I save the important stuff for last. When you and I talk, we talk about football, obviously, and then we talk about other things. You're an extremely well-rounded guy with lots of things going on. You've got three dogs now, Chewy, Bubbles, yeah, and Pinot. Break them down for me. What is each dog like, and who is the member of the family that each dog likes the most?
Chewy is my first, and he looks like the little Chewbacca's on a planet Chewbacca, like little Jabberwocky. So that's what he looks like, and everybody loves him. He's furry, he's fun, and it's my Maltese Lhasa Apa. Then we got Pinot. He's my toy Maltese. Like, it's one of those dogs. Everybody's like, hey, he's so amazing. Can I hold him? I'm like, he's not allowed on the couch, and all of a sudden look over, he's on the couch. I'm like, do you have my dog in your purse? And like, no. I was like, yeah, you got my dog in your purse. You can take him out.
Great.
Then we got Bubbles is everybody's favorite. I've never met, that's my bully pit bull. I never met anybody, any kid, any non-dog lover that didn't love that dog. She is super friendly. We used to take her to schools when I used to do talking to inner-city schools. We used to take her to Boys and Girls Clubs and have her interact with people or babies and everything. That's my daughter's dog now. She took full advantage of that. And she, like, no matter what you do, that she can do no wrong to that dog. Like, she loves him, her and her. They just love each other. So it's one of those situations where I'm like, hey, we were born to be best friends.
Lawrence, those are three really different dogs, right? How did you settle on those three dogs?
You know, this adoption and rescue process, it's not about, I didn't look at it like, oh, this is what it is. Like, you and your dog connect, and once you get that connection through your dog, it's unique, you know. And I knew once I got the first one, the second, the third one, we just connected. We just had this bond, like best friend. But like I said, I just knew through the process, I knew these were going to be great children dogs, and that they were going to love my kids, and my kids were going to love them. And so far, it's worked out. They all love each other, and we all have this big, happy family.
And like I said, we talk about football, and we talk about things that are not football-related. He is a Super Bowl champion. 9 years in now, the Patriots are 6-0. They've got the best record in the NFL, and they are at the Jets on Monday. Lawrence Guy back in the jungle. Lawrence, I appreciate you. Great to have you back on. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Let's do it again soon. I love it. It's a good time. He's also an Otter Pop expert, but not a fan of the Orange Pop. Not a fan of the Orange Pops. And he's got three dogs. He's had a really interesting career. Really nice career.